thinking about it, especially around 3 a.m. on windy nights. The point about being killed by magic was that it was so much more inventive than, say, steel. There were all sorts of interesting new ways to die, and he couldn't put out of his mind the shapes he'd seen, just for an instant, before the wash of octarine fire had mercifully engulfed them. "I didn't think wizards were like that," he said, as they hurried down a passageway. "I thought they were more, well, more silly than sinister. Sort of figures of fun." "Laugh that one off, then," muttered Rincewind. "But they just killed them without even..." "I wish you wouldn't go on about it. I saw it as well." Nigel drew back, his eyes narrowed. "You're a wizard too," he said accusingly. "Not that kind, I'm not," said Rincewind shortly. "What kind are you, then?" "The non-killing kind." "It was the way they looked at them as if they just didn't matter," said Nigel, shaking his head. "That was the worst bit." "Yes." Rincewind dropped the single syllable heavily in front of Nigel's train of thought, like a tree trunk. The boy shuddered, but at least he shut up. Rincewind actually began to feel sorry for him, which was very unusual. He normally felt he needed all his pity for himself. "Is that the first time you've seen someone killed?" he said.
Yes.
"Exactly how long have you been a barbarian hero?"
What year is this?"
Rincewind peered around a corner, but such people as were around and vertical were far too busy panicking to bother about them. "Out on the road, then?" he said quietly. "Lost track of time? I know how it is. This is the year of the hyena."
"Oh, in that case, about..."
Nigel's lips moved soundlessly.
"About 3 days.
Look," he added quickly, "how can people kill like that, without even thinking about it?" "I don't know," said Rincewind, in a tone of voice that suggested he was thinking about it.
"I mean, even when the Vizier had me thrown into the snake pit, at least he seemed to be taking an interest."
"That's good. Everyone should have an interest."
"I mean, he even laughed."
"Ah, a sense of humour, too." Rincewind felt that he could see a future with the same crystal clarity that a man falling off a cliff sees the ground, and for much the same reason. So when Nigel said, "They just pointed their fingers without so much as..." Rincewind snapped, "Just shut up, will you? How do you think I feel about it? I'm a wizard too."
"Yes, well, you'll be all right then," muttered Nigel.
It wasn't a heavy blow, because even in a rage, Rincewind still had muscles like tapioca. But it caught the side of Nigel's head and knocked him down more by the weight of surprise than its intrinsic energy. "Yes, I'm a wizard all right," Rincewind hissed. "A wizard who isn't much good at magic. I've managed to survive up till now by not being important enough to die. And when all wizards are hated and feared, exactly how long do you think I'm going to last?"
"That's ridiculous."
Rincewind couldn't have been more taken back if Nigel had struck him.
"What? Idiot? All you have to do is stop wearing that silly robe and get rid of that daft hat, and no one will even know you're a wizard."
Rincewind's mouth opened and shut a few times as he gave a very lifelike impression of a goldfish trying to grasp the concept of tap dancing.
"Stop wearing the robe," he said. "Sure, all those tatty sequins and things. It's a total giveaway," said Nigel, struggling to his feet.
"Get rid of the hat?"
"You've got to admit that going around with wizard written on it is a bit of a heavy hint."
Rincewind gave him a worried grin.
"Sorry," he said, "I don't quite follow you."
"Just get rid of them. It's easy enough, isn't it? Just drop them somewhere and then you could be, whatever. Something that isn't a wizard." There was a pause, broken only by the distant sounds of fighting.
Said Rincewind and shook his head. "You've lost me there."
"Oh, good grief, it's perfectly simple to understand."
"I'm not quite sure I catch your drift," murmured Rincewind, his face ghastly with sweat.
"You can just stop being a wizard." Rincewind's lips moved soundlessly as he replayed every word one at a time and then all at once.
"What?"
he said. And then he said,
"Oh. Got it? Want to try it one more time?"
Rincewind nodded gloomily.
"I don't think you understand. A wizard isn't what you do, it's what you are. If I wasn't a wizard, I wouldn't be anything."
He took off his hat and twiddled nervously with the loose star on its point, causing a few more cheap sequins to pass.